I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Musicians in Iran are providing a score for the current turmoil there. Some of that soundtrack is of the heavy metal variety. Mark Levine is the author of a book called Heavy Metal Islam, Rock Resistance and the Struggle for the Soul of Islam. Mark, for the past week, you've been following especially closely the comments of musicians in Iran, rappers and heavy metal heads in particular. Before you tell us about what you've read and noticed, it'll come as a surprise, I think, to many of our listeners that there's even a rap and heavy metal scene in Iran. The cover of your book shows a young woman with a headscarf and an Iron Maiden t-shirt. That pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
Well, certainly it was a surprise to me to learn about heavy metal in Iran and most of the other countries in the Muslim world. But once I started to look at it, it actually made a lot of sense. As one of my friends in Iran put it, heavy metal's arrival was like a flower blooming in the desert. And what was that desert? It was, you know, the rule of Khomeini. It was this horrific Iran-Iraq war. And when you're suffering that much, you need a really harsh, even brutal music to act as a catharsis for it. And that's why I think metal was so popular in Iran, in Iraq, in Lebanon, Israel, Palestine, so many countries that have suffered from war and suffered from oppression and authoritarian regimes for a very long time.
Well, let's hear just one example of Iran heavy metal. This is a band called Artemuth. Iranian metal band Artemuth with a track called Baptize. Mark, what's the relevance of this tune against the backdrop of the last 10 days in Iran?
Well, I think this tune pretty much predicted the revolution that we're seeing right now. It's about a young man and how they're quote-unquote baptized into the revolutionary ideology, and basically is this very graphic video that's available on YouTube shows he has his head cut open, electrodes put in his brain, and the regime is just screaming into his ear, sort of like some even more dystopian version of Clockwork Orange. And finally, when they're done and sew him back up, he kind of stumbles out like a zombie, and now he's a quote-unquote good Iranian. And the thing that happened, which also predicts what's happening now, is they were arrested while they were finishing the editing of this video, and the police took all the copies they had, except there was one somewhere else. So as soon as they got out of jail, they threw it up on YouTube before they could be stopped, and now it's there for everyone to see.
So let's talk about what's going on. Your book, Heavy Metal Islam, you do a survey of six countries in the Muslim world where you find this kind of music, both underground and overground. We're going to just focus on Iran, obviously. What are some of the striking things you've been reading from Iran written by rockers and rappers the past week?
Well, it's so much. I mean, one of the most poignant as an American who was in New York on 9/11 was one of my good friends who said, you know, on 9/11, everyone was American. Now the world is Iranian. And there really is this feeling that they know that the world is watching, and they're just using that to help sustain them in what is, you know, really becoming increasingly desperate odds as the regime uses more and more violence. Another friend from another metal band believes, and he's an internet person, that the regime is now looking through emails and scanning emails. So he sent me an email using as code lyrics to many different heavy metal albums.
And are any of these rappers and metalheads in Iran actually using lyrics from metalheads, you know, established bands, to kind of transmit codes about meeting for rallies and stuff like that? Have you found any of that yet?
I mean, I haven't seen that yet. I think what it is it's kind of a safe way, using the symbolism of the music and the coded nature, to deal with this without opening them up to who knows what, because they are being arrested. I'm getting emails saying anyone in jeans is being arrested. If you have long hair, you're being arrested. They're breaking into rehearsal spaces, the Basiji, beating people up. You know, they're really targeting musicians right now.
And of course, we should clarify that none of this has been verified, but this is what you are hearing from musicians in Iran.
This is what I'm hearing from musicians in Iran, absolutely.
Mark, let's listen to another track. This is also from an album that will be coming out later this year. This is Taham with a female rapper from Iran who goes by the name Salome.
Yeah, همه اگه با تو مشغولم. من چشم میبینم اما صدام در نمیاد. ساختم واسه تو مثل گل، منم دیگه ازم بر نمیاد. بعد دیگه نمیگردم پس به عقب، بیدو در واسه میرم سر اصل مطلب. ببین منطقی باش، بگو کی از شما دیگه این همه مدت تفه نوزده.
That's the music of Taham featuring the Iranian female rapper Salome. Mark Levine, can you tell us what she's singing in the chorus there?
Just as a rough translation, she says, till when are you going to say anything? You talk about girls and partying. It's like there's nothing but having fun in this life. The superficial happiness will drift away, and then this body is fed up with it. Someday your soul will be thirsty and hungry, but there will be no escape because it's trapped in your body. And that last line for me really indicates what's happening right now. And it sort of shows the three youths that are in Iran right now. There's the ones who were just pursuing money, who became utterly materialistic. Then there was the Iran of young people who were very active, who were really trying to change the system from within. And they are now faced against this still, quote-unquote, revolutionary Iran of the Basiji and the Revolutionary Guard, who are threatening revolutionary action, quote-unquote, against them if they keep protesting. This is really the two revolutions, the older, more mature, but sort of sclerotic at this point revolution going against this very young revolution, and they're like two freight trains. And this is an image both one rapper and one metalhead sent to me that's on the blog of these two freight trains just coming and hitting each other, but one of them's like a little Lego freight train, which is the people who are protesting, and the other one's a real freight train, and it's just barreling through it and massacring everyone.
Mark Levine, we'll go out with a track by Farzad Golpayegani called 33. Before we hear it, tell us a bit about it.
Well, first of all, the most striking thing is that there's no lyrics, there's no words, because it's almost impossible to put out a heavy metal album with words in Iran. So he writes most everything instrumental, and because he's such a virtuosic guitarist, he lets the guitar do the talking. And I had the pleasure of performing with him at the Berisha Rock for Peace Festival a couple of summers ago in Istanbul. And to have a band that had, you know, Iranians, they had an American, the drummer was British, and we were all playing together in front of tens of thousands of people who just loved the symbolism. This shows, I think, what artists are trying to do in Iran and why the government thinks they're so dangerous.
Mark Levine is author of Heavy Metal Islam, Rock Resistance and the Struggle for the Soul of Islam. He's also a professor of Middle East History at the University of California, Irvine. Thanks so much for your time, Mark.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for our program today. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of The World.